Welcome to Like It Is, my reflections on life in the 21st century. From time to time through the years, we have all read highly publicized stories of prominent Christian leaders whose moral failures have been exposed to public view. With embarrassing frequency, these individuals have promptly announced that they have confessed their wrongdoing to God, that He has forgiven them, and so therefore they may now continue on pretty much as before. Of course, there is a place for pardon and forgiveness, but this casualness about it makes it all seem so phony. They have simply absolved themselves and have overlooked the reality that even confessed and forgiven sin still carries consequences. In the more ordinary course of life, we often have cause to ask one another for forgiveness. The offense may not represent some huge moral failure, but there is still reason to apologize. We promise to do something for someone and forget to do it. We become absorbed in the activities in our own lives and neglect the needs of others around us. We speak sharply when we ought to have been more gentle. And, of course, we are often guilty of saying and doing things that are simply wrong and need to be confessed. Now, how ought we to respond when someone apologizes to us? We must be honest about this. It is not sufficient simply to dismiss the apology as if it was nothing, when we are actually harboring ill feelings that we are not prepared to let go of. Neither is it the time to vent our rage or hurt on someone to simply get even with them, if we truly do mean to forgive them. Of course, each instance is unique and must be responded to with both honesty and grace. Christians profess trust in a God who pardons sin. Somehow, we have to find ways to make this real in our ordinary, everyday dealings with one another, too. This is not to suggest that there is an easy answer in every situation, but it definitely provides a beginning place in our thinking and responding. How will we respond the next time someone apologizes to us? Please join me next week for another segment of Like It Is.